When it hurts, I pray.
Are you ready?
Be inspired, show.
The unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable.
But everyone lives and deserves a better person.
Of inspiration.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Be Inspired Show right here on Active FM. You all know who I am. This is the gentleman, you know, the one and only, the man that always makes a plan, even though there seems to be no plan. It's very amusing why I say this, because the thing is, people who don't make plan don't take action. So you gotta make a plan, and then you got to initiate the plan, and then obviously you gotta take action on your plan. But the whole point of being a gentleman is the fact that I'm a man, and a man always makes a plan. And also, women also make a plan, so, you know, don't get me wrong. And on that note, obviously today's topic that I will be discussing about is called Today is the Day. You know, my whole point of that is that today could be the day where you decide to become lazy, or today can be the day where you decide to, you know what, today I'm going to work hard. Today can be the day where you decide to become stressful, or today can be the day where you decide, you know what, I'm going to conquer what's stressing me, or what I'm about to do. So today can be the day where you change your life, or today can be the day where you let yourself go and things go nowhere. Or today can be the day where you make a plan and initiate it. Or today can be a day where you do nothing and you achieve nothing. So the whole point is that today is the day where you do something to get something, you see. Technically, nothing in life is easy. Nothing in life is cheap. But don't let each day go pass you by, because the amount of things you can do in a day, I mean, there's 24 hours in a day. So the amount of things you can do in a day, in those couple of hours, can be humongous, you know. It only takes a day to obviously study and do other stuff. I'm just giving an example, if you want to study, and then the next day continue studying. But there's a lot of things you can do in a day that can build you up or break you down. At the end of the day, it's all up to you. So that's what we'll be discussing about today on the Be Inspired Show, that today is the day. Okay. But now we're going to jump into our first song of the day. And then, you know, enjoy the song. Then when you come back, we're going to continue discussing the whole concept of today is the day. So obviously the first song of the day is called Blow My Mind. And I'm going to check you after this.
Hi, this is Sean from Rapid Trade, and you're listening to Active FM. Hold up.
Yeah, when care of me. Say now you got it, do it on the blow my mind. Love the feeling all the time. Show me love, I don't deserve.
Oh, I don't do it.
Oh, now you got do it on the blow my mind. Love the feeling all the time. Show me love, I don't deserve.
You call me your favorite baby. Call mama, gon' be your name. Fire, you're blessing me daily. I know I'm your favorite.
You're listening to Active FM.
You're listening to Active FM.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this song called Blow My Mind. Obviously your mind is being blown, but anywho, just know one thing, now that your mind is what is used to think, and your mind controls the whole of the organs in your body. So if someone shoots in your head, it's like you die instantly, you know what I'm saying? Because your head controls everything in your body, obviously, even the heart. The heart controls the pumping, all the stuff, but that's science. So your mind is very crucial. But now, but my point with that is that as crucial as your mind is, you know, you must understand that there are days where things don't go your way. There are days where you make plans and they don't go the way you plan them. But it doesn't mean that that day should end badly because things don't go your way. You know, there should be days where things will go your way, and there'll be days where things don't go your way. But the thing is, I always say that pain is temporary. So it don't last longer than, 2 hours or 1 hour. Or obviously longer than that. You know, for me, if pain lasts longer than that, and then it's an issue. But pain is temporary. The same thing as anger is temporary. No one can be angry for longer than an hour. Not even, that's too long even to be angry, you know, at someone for just too long. But obviously, if you are angry and continue to be angry more than an hour, 2 days and days going on, and you say you're angry, I wouldn't say you're angry. I consider that a grudge, you know. Because only a grudge can last that long, not anger. Anger is very temporary. Anger can last a few minutes, a couple of seconds. And then the thing is, what's funny about that is that at the end of the day, when you're angry and then you do something stupid, and then when the anger is gone and then you realize what you did is stupid, and then you need to make up for your mistakes, you see. So that's what I say, that anger is actually temporary. Those who claim that they can be angry for days and hours and years, it's not anger, it's a grudge. Something that people hold, you know, that keeps them, that makes them remember what that person did before, whatever case may be. But the whole point of today's topic is that today is the day where you conquer your stress, the day where you achieve or, you know, achieve nothing, the day where you do something or you do nothing. At the end of the day, each day is long, each day has a couple of minutes and millions of seconds. And a couple of hours, so there's a lot you can do in a day. A lot of people are achieving more in a day than they do in a second or a minute, you know. Because if you can do a lot each day, you will see your results at the end of the year. Just giving an example. So don't take your days lightly. Don't take your days short. Just know that everything is possible. Okay, thing is, obviously, you know, I'm a gentleman and a man that always makes a plan. But thing is, with plans, you know, plans that are not initiated are just a thought. So you got to initiate your plans. Otherwise, if you don't initiate your plans will just remain a plan. You know, it remains a thought until it becomes thoughtless. I think I said this once or twice before. But end of the day, plans are nothing without initiation. Okay. because they're just being your mind and you're the only one that will know about it. You know, someone once told me that they want to see results. Results is what count, not plans, not planning. If you plan and you initiate your plan, then obviously we're going to see the results of your plan or your planning, should I say. But plans should be made, but making a plan without initiation is just, I don't know, dumb, should I say. It's improper. It doesn't work. You know, you can write your plan down. You can make it seem good. You can explain it as well as you can. You can make it sound exciting. But if you don't see the result, then that plan is just, it's just wind blowing by. You see, you got to initiate your stuff, you know. You got to make sure that what you're planning, it becomes a reality. Because when you take stuff from the mind to the natural, I say spiritual to the natural, because obviously in your mind, only you know about it. But if you bring it to the physical, then we all can see what you've been planning the whole time. So each day that you make a plan, make sure that you initiate the plan. Otherwise, that plan will only be known by you and to die with you only. And you never know that that plan can actually make you rich or not. End of the day, everything is planned. The car was planned. Electricity was an idea that someone had. Then he made a plan and then he initiated it. You get what I'm saying? So everything has been, you know, thought about, planned, and then initiated. That's why you see vehicles, motorbikes, whatever the case may be, microphones, instruments, keyboards, you name it, it was planned before it was initiated. The only difference between them and you is the fact that they initiated their plan, and your plan just become, you know, a thing in the mind that cannot be seen or heard by anyone besides you, because it's your plan. But if you don't see results, and then it's just a thought that just passed by. It's like wind that's blew away, that's gone. You get what I'm saying? So you gotta seize your days and make your days count. Make your days count. Each day, make each day count. You know, make each day better than, you know, the last day. In other words, you know, if you wanna grow mentally or physically, you gotta see results for today and then the next day. And then you improve on the next day. And then you improve on the next day. So it's like each day you keep on improving. You got to improve. You can't be stuck on the same thing day in and day out and day in and day out. Years are passing by, day in and day out, and there's no improvement. Then there's nothing initiated in the conception. So you got to make each day better than the last. Okay? Do you know why? Because you can't, because the thing is, time only moves forward, not backwards. So no matter how many times you think that you can go back in time and change things, you can't. These movies about time traveling, the only entertainment. But you cannot turn back time. You know, you cannot turn back a second. I wish you could, but if we all could, then I'm pretty sure most of us would have done things differently, you know, the day before than today. So time cannot be turned back. It can only be moving forward. So just know that and make sure that each day that you do something, you do to your best ability. Then the next day you do better. The following day you do better. As more days are going on, you're improving and improving. Obviously, you cannot be the same today as you were yesterday. It's impossible. Something has got to change, you know. Something has got to improve, you know. Whatever it is you're doing, if you're learning an instrument, you cannot be the same, playing the same as you did yesterday. Something has got to be improved in the situation, because what you did yesterday is improved today. What you do today is improved tomorrow, and so on and so on, and literally so on. So make each day count. Seize the day, because today is the day, not tomorrow. Tomorrow is still coming. Think about the present. You are in the present. Not in the future. No, tomorrow is the future, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But since you're in the present, think about the present and make sure that whatever you're doing in the present, whatever it is, whether it's work, school, whatever it may be, traveling, it's up to you. Just make sure that you use that day properly and move on to the next day. Improved from the previous day. The thing is, you cannot be the same yesterday, the same today. It does not work like that. Something has got to change. Something has got to be different, you see. Because the thing is, why we cannot, the thing is, because we can't go back to the previous day, even if you wanted to. Unfortunately. But obviously, the whole point of today is the day. Make sure that today becomes the day and always the day, not thinking that yesterday will be the same as today. Okay? So now basically that's the whole concept of discussing the whole concept of today is the day. But now on that note, let's jump into our second song. And then when I come back and continue. So the second song of the day is by Worship Lullaby and the song is called Waymaker. See you after this. Thank you. Welcome back. Hopefully you enjoyed the way Make It by Worship Lullaby. Now, so shall we continue with what we'll be talking about today? Because obviously we're in today, so we're talking about today. Even though the topic is called Today is the Day. Now, anywho, continuing with the core conception, I'm pretty sure that you heard what I said before the song. You know, you gotta seize each day, make each day count. Because if you say that you make tomorrow count, you delay, you make the following day count, the following day comes, you delay, and the whole concept means that you keep delaying, because in your mind there's also tomorrow. Yeah, unfortunately, that might not be true, because life is so unpredictable that today could be our last day. Okay, so keep that in mind, that life is unpredictable. The same way people are born every day, the same way people also deceased every day. So no one knows whose time is which. So you better make sure that each day counts. You know, you gotta do what you need to do. And obviously, if you wake up tomorrow, it's a blessing. Okay. So, and then wake up tomorrow, it's a blessing. So make each day count. Seize each day. Dominate what you need to do that day. And you need to know that, hey, you can't let, if things aren't going well at that time and point of the day, it doesn't mean that they won't go well the entire day. You see, you never know, things can change out of the blue. Things can actually happen. You know, you find people who in the morning they're having a bad day, and then as time goes on, afternoon, things seem to change and go their way. So don't be decisive because of how things go. You never know how, you know, they can actually change in a matter of seconds. It's just that everything that has to do with life and time is just unpredictable. If they can predict what would happen at this time and moment, like if they can see like there's a movie with Nicolas Cage, it was called, what is it called again, 60 seconds. So in other words, with that movie, Nicolas Cage can see 60 seconds into the future. Yeah, so you can see 1 minute into the future. So you can see 1 minute into the future, and then he goes back to reality. But he knows what's going to happen in the next minute. So there's a part where he was saving his girlfriend and stuff like that. And then there's a part where he saw where all the bad guys were coming from, his direction. So he pointed to the police, where to shoot, behind you, all that stuff. Because why? He could see 1 minute into the future, only 60 seconds. Okay, but now on that note, was that imagine if we can all live like that, if we can see 1 minute into the future, we can know that, you know what, if we make this decision be a bad decision, and we know, okay, you know what, let me rather do this, because I know if I do this decision, it'll be bad. But unfortunately, life isn't like that. You cannot see into the future. You don't know what's going to happen the next hour or the next 3 hours later, or even the next minute. You don't know. Because things might seem to be going bad at that time and second, but things can change naturally, out of the blue, out of nowhere, and start going your way. So don't be decisive on how the day ends just because it doesn't start off well. You know, like some people wake up in the wrong side of the bed and stuff like that, and they go on and they're moody and all that stuff. Yeah, okay. It's just how it is, okay? But the thing is, just know and understand that everything in life is unpredictable. But it just doesn't end the way it starts, in other words, okay? If you start off the bad day, it doesn't mean it might end with the bad day. Okay, and as long as you're alive, ladies and gentlemen, just know that you will have your up and downs. It's part of being human. It's part of being alive. Technically, the whole point of being alive is having ups and downs. If you're deceased, obviously, there's nothing to it. But as long as you're alive, you will have your good times and your bad times. It's like yin and yang, you know. Good days, bad days, like your yes and no's, all that stuff. But just don't be decisive and conclude that everything will remain that way just because it started that way. Things can change out of the blue, you know. some things can literally change out of the blue. I can even share an example. A couple of years ago, I had a friend who was employed working at a certain place, and I just called that place A, and then he had a boss. He called his boss B. So he was working, and then he made a mistake. And then B, which is a boss, starts, obviously. He blew and shouted at the person and, shouted and so on, went on. And then there was the day ended. And then it was that day to receive his salary as well. And then what's interesting about that was because since he thought that he made a mistake that, the B might decrease the salary, but to his surprise, he actually increased the salary. So that should prove to you that things can change out of the blue. Okay, because according to him, the way the B was going on, he was certain that the salary would have been cut. But to his surprise, it actually increased. That should prove to you that things can change out of the blue. You know, don't expect negative things to remain negative just because they start off negative. Because the positive is always there. It just needs the correct time to, pop in. Okay. So let me love and leave you with the rock. So just know that, hey, today is the day you do the most. And tomorrow is the day where you improve on what you did yesterday. Okay. So as you know, here in the Be Inspired show, the gentleman always says that the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable, but everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. So I'm gonna love and leave you with this last song. Hopefully you guys enjoy this last song. It's by Lecrae called Rise. And then I'm gonna check you the next time. Same place, same time. Cheers.
Stay updated, stay entertained with Active FM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok,
Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Comment, share them out, retweet and repost. Spread the word.
Active FM, radio has never been better.
Music at its very best.
Trying to rise, man.
Yeah. Shout to the homie Knife Wonder on the track. Shout to the homie Murs.
Trying to rise, man.
It's nothing like it.
I know it's difficult, but you know the odds really are in our favor, man. Pay attention. Things just ain't the same for gangsters. The whole world's changed, everybody's a stranger. These young dudes running around saying they bangers. Quick the low bangers, the click and bang ya. And I done seen too many teens chasing a dream. End up bloodstream, contaminated and fiending. And now they leaning on words that he said or she said, we said. Look at him, he dead. See, we ain't never no Martin Luther the King. Most of us probably couldn't tell you much about his dream. We like Malcolm X, cause Spike made the movie. And we saw him strapped up with the AKs and Uzis. So excuse me, you trying to connect ya. A whole generation is raised by gangsters who probably never knew Pops. We had Tupac and old Boombox chilling in our tube socks. And plus Dre taught us how to roll a 64. And Snoop Dogg taught us how to roll a sticky dro. So if they wanna reach us with Jesus, they gotta do better than some screaming preachers, yeah. Cause homies, we don't believe ya. We seen grandmas ride bodies, cold knees with heaters, huh. So we skeptical. It's easier to believe that there's a heaven for a thug than to mess with you. It's hard to rise. Shout out the Ninth Wonder.
No, you ain't gotta ask. We both on the same page like a paragraph. And all music ain't the target of discussion, but it seems the radio has got a problem playing substance. Listen, partner, they lying to us. They selling pies to us. They teach us how to be gangbangers and nine shooters. I've been where you been, seen what you seen. Move up with old dog, looking mean on the screen. When Nas was street dreaming, Biggie was still breathing, and Cash ruled everything around me, creaming. Folks trying to make the hood life a good life. While they in the burbs wishing us a good night. And some rappers teach us how to gin check them, but I still ain't heard a song about being movie directors. We in your hood, man, we been where you been. Been stabbed, been shot, been in the pen. Difference is now when we pick up the pen, we articulate how God has made us all better men. I'm a college graduate, get some God-fearing role models, with daughters who do not aspire to be pole models. You are not what the media impose on you. God made you and he rose for you, so you rise.
We're together. Listen to the melody.